Hello, this is Anna, and this is our version of Stay, Stay, Stay.
Hey guys, it's Natalie,
Anna,
Morgan,
and Sophie.
Today we're here to talk about one of the most influential artists,
Taylor Swift, also known as T-Swizzle or Miss Americana.
Taylor just released her new Red Taylor's Version album and a short film directed by the Queen herself.
Okay, short film we're going to start off this podcast by talking about why we think Jake
now
Gyllenhaal
is time to delve into whether we find Jake Gyllenhaal rank or
and
dead.
The rest of her Red album that she just redid.
There's obviously a ton of Easter eggs in her
short film that
so,
like let's start off with their age gap though, because if you look at it, Jake Gyllenhaal is
quite old
for her,
pretty
so
gross.
She was 20, about to turn 21, and Jake Gyllenhaal is 29, which for him this is not abnormal. It's seen throughout it that he does tend to date younger women, and after Taylor he continues his trend. So, one of the pointing lyrics to this song is,
I'll get older, but your lovers stay my age. You said if we had been closer in age, maybe it would have been fine. So, Taylor mentioned that in her All Too Well 10-minute version that she just recently released. And that clearly is talking about Jake Gyllenhaal and all of his previous and after dating Taylor relationships that just have huge age gaps as well.
And his most recent relationship with Jean Cadeau, which began in about December of 2018. He started dating her when she was about 22, and Jake was about 38. He's now 40. They are still in a relationship, which really just goes back on her lyrics, which say, since they still have an age gap, this really just goes back on the lyric where she says, if we had been closer in age, maybe it would have been fine. Which really, she wrote this song and these parts before the song came out. So it's just so hypocritical of him to be calling her young, to really just have given her that relationship that he knew wasn't going to last forever. Wow, she thought that it was, yeah, he's literally stole her innocence, and he went on to another girl, and this one has lasted much longer for her. So Taylor definitely is looking back on that, thinking, he just said that.
During the music video, though, in All Too Well, you can definitely tell it's about Jake Gyllenhaal and Taylor's relationship because of the age difference between Dylan O'Brien and Sadie Sink, which Dylan during this film is about 30 years old, which is the same age that Jake was, and Sadie is 19, just a little bit younger than Taylor was during this relationship. And this All Too Well okay
Jake broke up with Taylor, rumored to have broken up with Taylor because she was so young. But that's just obviously so hypocritical of him, just like Sophie said, because all of his relationships after have huge age gaps. And really just goes right back to younger girls.
Taylor also portrays a good bit of this in her All Too Well video, where Sadie Sink, who is only 19, who plays Taylor, and then you have Dylan O'Brien, who's 30, playing Jake Gyllenhaal. Now, she obviously picked their parts to look like that, which just proves that the Red video, all of her stuff, is about Jake.
Jake Gyllenhaal is known for taking younger girls' innocence, not in the way you think I'm implicating, but in the way that he is a lot more mature than these younger girls he's dating. In 2012,
he's so manipulative. Like, the way he just takes these girls who don't, I mean, they're old enough to date guys that are his age, I'm sure, but like, it's just the way you see it, their relationship.
Jake Gyllenhaal is known for taking younger girls' innocence in the way of being more mature than these girls, still dating them, but he doesn't stay with them.
And with that, I feel like he kind of takes it and expects maturity. He wants a younger looking face, but he still expects them to be as mature as him, which is why a lot of his past relationships with girls that were younger than him did not end up well.
Most of them are flings too. He doesn't stay with them for longer than a few months. Which is all his choice, but it's very prevalent that Taylor Swift is finally saying something about these kinds of relationships and how it can be manipulative and it can take your innocence. And a representation of this innocence throughout the Red album is Taylor Swift's red scarf that she gave Jake Gyllenhaal within the first week of their relationship.
And it's been seen that he still wears this red scarf occasionally. He almost has it as a token or a trophy of her. Of the stuff that he did with, like, whatever he did to her, it's a trophy.
So in her All Too Well 10-minute version, one of the lyrics says, "But you keep my old scarf from that very first week because it reminds you of innocence and it smells like me." So that's clearly representing...
It's clearly representing that this scarf obviously means innocence and it means Taylor, and the fact that he still keeps it, and it's just a reminder of him, of her innocence and that innocence that he took from her.
It's like a trophy to him, right? That's kind of how I see it. It's weird though. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, literally.
It kind of represents Taylor's youth and all of the other girls' youth.
In her All Too Well music video, she also shows, in the All Too Well music video, there's also a scene where she's at a dinner party with Jake, and it's with all of Jake's friends who are quite a bit older than her. She's always tried to fit in with them, but I don't think that she ever really felt like she fit the part. So she's sitting there drinking a glass of wine. You can obviously see that it's all the way full while everybody else's is empty. And here's the thing, Taylor did not begin drinking until she was around this age. She was about 21 after she dated Jake. So that wine is there just for play, because she did not want to delve herself into that kind of stuff yet. And Jake just really pushed it on her.
Yeah, and it's known that Taylor has admitted to this too, that she has never had a sip of alcohol before her 21st birthday. So the red wine in this music video kind of represents how everyone around her was old enough to drink and she was still a 20-year-old girl who didn't touch her wine. And it's like they tried to give her a mature way. Like they tried to give her some wine to drink, but she just wasn't at that point yet where she could.
And Jake, I think, probably in this relationship really tried to push all that maturity stuff on her.
Which she just wasn't ready for.
She wasn't ready for it, and he could not accept this. Later in the scene, you also see them fighting right after the dinner. He drops her hand because she's not doing this kind of stuff.
And a famous lyric in her Evermore album, Champagne Problems song, is, "I dropped your hand while dancing." This could be a relation to her champagne problems, which is alcohol-related, and why she has all these problems stemming from the alcohol.
Champagne problems, which are problems of people who do not have real problems necessarily. So she looks back on it, and her problems were mostly to do with boys. And this boy really introduced all of the stuff that she talks about in some of her later music. And it's just, really, he introduced her to alcohol. And
so going back to the scarf and how it represents her innocence, in the short film for All Too Well, there's a scene where she's sitting at her birthday dinner, and in the table behind her, there's this red present, and that same red present is referenced in the I Bet You Think About Me music video, and she gives that present to said Jake Gyllenhaal's wife. at their wedding, and in that present is a red scarf.
And I think that this really could connect in a way where he does date younger women. In that music video where they're having the wedding and all, that woman is younger. Yeah, she is much younger. So you look at that, she's giving her that old scarf that she had, which kind of just shows that he's taking other girls' innocence as well.
And you can kind of see, like, in the video, when Taylor's at the wedding, he looks embarrassed almost to see her. He's almost nervous that she's there.
Like, so in the music video, she's doing a lot of, like, childish things, and she's sitting at the kids' table.
She gets extremely drunk and just starts talking to the children.
Which also relates back to the fact that, like, she didn't have a first sip of alcohol until her 21st birthday with Jake.
So at the wedding, we have reason to believe that the groom is actually representing Jake Gyllenhaal because of the fact that at one point in the video, the groom looks in the mirror and Taylor sings a line, "The love that you're looking for is the love you had," which could relate back to the fact that she was the love that he wanted, but his resistance.
But she, I think, was 19-ish. She was like a year or two older than her. The relationship was appropriate. So then he's trying to recreate it, but it's no longer the appropriate relationship for him. He needs to mature. So he's waiting for Taylor to mature, but he himself still hasn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you can see that in Jake's current girlfriend that he is still dating. He has not changed one bit. The fact that he's still 40 years old dating a 25-year-old, that's more than a 15-year age gap.
Weird. Honestly, it's kind of pervy. Like, it's like, imagine being so young with a guy so mature. It just feels overpowering.
Yeah. Like, he was a senior in high school. She was in, like, second grade.
Yeah, and the fact that, like, she's in her 20s and he's in his 40s. Those are two very different stages of life. He's looking for kids. She's looking to go to bars.
He, literally, though, like, she could be his kid. Like, that's how...
Yeah, she could be his kid.
So, going back to the I Bet You Think About Me music video, there's a scene where she's portrayed as the bride and Jake Gyllenhaal is the groom, and they're dancing, whatever, at the wedding. And she lifts up her dress and walks away off the dance floor. And when she lifts up her dress, you see that she is wearing red Converse sneakers on, which kind of represent her youth and innocence. Because previously in that music video, she's wearing this red pantsuit with a red pair of heels. And that, in that so stage mature. Of the music video, is representing her maturity and her now. And so compared to, like, if she had been her bride, it kind of represents how childish the relationship still would have been if she had stuck with it.
I also think that the fact that there's even growth throughout the music video, because if you think about it, we could think about it in an opposite way, how she goes from wearing her heels, looking mature, to running away. And if we're saying the groom is Jake, she was running away from Jake. She finally realized that her innocence and her youth was more important when she pulls up her Converse. Yeah, and shows her Converse, shows her youth, and she realizes, I feel like in the end of the video, that she, like, it, she should walk away. Like, it's not the relationship she wants to be in.
She was the bigger person. She knew that this relationship was toxic and just wasn't really working out the way she had wanted it to.
Also, another thing that relates the I Bet You Think About Me and All Too Well music videos is the scene where Sadie Sink and Dylan O'Brien are dancing in their kitchen with the refrigerator light behind them. And if you have watched the I Bet You Think About Me music video, there is this scene when they're dancing together where there is a blue spotlight in the background and it's Taylor and the groom dancing, which kind of, like, relates to maybe how Taylor thought when she was dancing with, when Sadie was dancing with Dylan. That's what Taylor thought their relationship was going to be like in the I Bet You Think About Me video. Like, she thought they were going to get married. She thought that dancing scene would lead to a marriage and
she
them dancing.
She thought it was forever, but yes. He had different ideas.
No, he planned that it was a fling. He knew it was a fling the entire time.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, in her All Too Well music video, Taylor is officially, like, grown up, and she is now published her own book
about the relationship.
About her relationship, and it's called,
The book is called All Too Well.
So towards the end of the short film for All Too Well 10-minute version, there's a scene where Taylor has published a book called All Too Well, and on the cover of that book, there's the it's kind of like a blue background, and there's a tree that looks just like the cover of the book, The Giving Tree.
Which I'm sure most of you have read when you were children. It's just
I know you have, Anna, right?
I have. I remember seeing this conspiracy theory, and honestly, it just made so much sense to me. The cover of the book for All Too Well is a tree, right? It's a tree branching out. The cover of, basically, in one of the ending scenes, when Taylor's all matured and she's grown up, you can see her holding a book called All Too Well, and it is probably, we can assume, a book about her relationship with Jake. Now, the cover of this book is a tree, and this can be related to The Giving Tree, a children's book, which cover is also a tree, and they look very similar. The Giving Tree is about this boy who finds this tree, and it gives him anything he asks for.
The boy also, in the end of the book, he has taken everything from this tree that it has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And he just stands there with a stump in the ground. And the last thing that he can do is just sit there and recollect of what he had.
And he also thinks about how he should have asked, like he should have thought about what he asked for before he asked for it. Because once he sees that it's all gone, then he sees that there's nothing else he can get. And that's kind of how, in the ending scene, we see Jake Lyon, who is a part of the cast. And
we only see the back of his head.
And we can assume, or most would assume, from the music video that's Dylan O'Brien. But it's actually this guy named Jake Lyon. And he is wearing the red scarf, watching Taylor at this book auction. Not auction, at this book event.
You got it.
Selling her book. And we can assume that he's probably looking back in there and he's thinking about everything he asked for and how he asked for too much and how it ended and how he should have taken advantage of what he had.
Also, with that,
she
has a line in the song, and the idea you had of me, never needy, ever loving Jewel. So he really did just expect her to love him unconditionally while he gave nothing to her. Even though she needed stuff, he did not even think for a second that he had to do anything for her, which kind of goes into the fact that he's older and he thinks that he's better at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So
also, Taylor 100% used that name Jake Lyon, spelled L-Y-O-N, to represent Jake lying, like Jake is lying.
Exactly, because why would you hire and pay a separate actor that has the back of a head just like Dylan O'Brien?
His name is Jake Lyon.
for that reason. Like, there's no other reason the name. Right. Like, what? That just makes no sense to me. If it wasn't for the name, why she would have hired a separate actor?
Right, exactly. And I think she really wanted Jake to see this, and other people, like the viewers, to see this and recollect on it. Like,
it just
she's officially, like, she's the more powerful one.
It just shows Taylor's creativity when planting these Easter eggs to help her audience discover the real meaning behind these songs.
Yes, and it's just like an inside look at her life, because when we see these superstars, we think their life is perfect. But really, I mean, their life isn't like any of ours, but there are definitely parts of it that we can all relate to. And that's one of the reasons why Taylor Swift is such a prominent person, is the relatability of her songs.
Yeah. And she really just, in both of those music videos, she showcases her ability to just really tell her story in a way that is not common. She doesn't just flat out give you all the details. She waits for you to kind of find it, which is interactive for the audience.
She really wants us to, like, think about it and really have to not guess, but just kind of like, we don't, she's not really giving us all the details.
She wants us to figure it out. It's a puzzle, kind of.
I feel like it's also a way to keep her personal life personal.
It keeps her personal life personal, and it doesn't name call.
Right, and a lot of celebrities really want to keep their lives personal, but Taylor, she obviously wants to keep her life personal, but she knows that her fans,
she wants to share her love life. She wants to share what she's gone through with her fans and
so they can learn from
it. And her fans want to get to know her better, and she's giving them that opportunity, which is why she seems so relatable and so, like,
influential as an artist.
Yeah, exactly.
And why she stayed relevant over so many years.
Right, and I don't think there's, like, any other artist out there who's released so many albums as Taylor, where each of them is just so, so good.
There is no one like Taylor Swift.
Taylor Queen!
You're welcome. I'll get older, but stay my age.